Geek Radio Daily, all the geek without the wait for Thursday, November, December 3rd? What the hell is with my notes? It literally says November, December 3rd.
It's a new month.
That's
it's
fantastic.
It's 11th and a half month of the year.
Well, that's good, because it's not quite Christmas at the moment. It's not. Whatever it is, it's just weird and strange, and weird and strange things have been happening to your co-host, including the Bruce.
Or how about some ice rubber banded to my dick?
Oh.
Okay. All right, I got cakes, but that ain't one of them.
That's very, very strange, dude. And I, of course, just trying to get through the day. And Billy Flynn.
Don't say it's a fine morning, or I'll shoot you.
Well, you have been warned. I'm okay. Just saying.
It's a fine. No.
This date, December 3rd, 1621, Galileo invented the telescope.
Galileo.
On 1922, the first successful Technicolor motion picture, The Tall of the Sea. The Tall of the Sea? Okay. Was shown at Radio Theater in New York City. 1950, Paul Harvey began his national radio broadcast. 1961, the Beatles met future manager Brian Epstein for the first time. 1967, a team of surgeons in Cape Town, South Africa, headed by Dr. Christian Barnard, performed the first human heart transplant on Louis Washkansky, who lived 18 days with the new heart. Go, boy!
You got that 18 days.
Damn right. It's 18 days he wasn't going to have otherwise. 1999, NASA lost radio contact with the Mars Polar Lander moments before the spacecraft entered the Martian atmosphere. Martians are still playing with that now and enjoying it.
They stripped it for parts.
And in 2005, XCOR Aerospace made the first manned rocket aircraft delivery of the U.S. mail in Mojave, California. Your tax dollars at work.
Well, they need to get their mail.
That's true. Birthdays?
Let's go with Brian Bunsall.
There you go.
There you go. He played the little brother of Michael J. Fox on Family Ties. He's basically seven.
Hey, Andy Keaton. I'm Andy. We're running out of things for the show. He's 28. His mom's gay. That's fantastic. Bruno Campos is 36. That's Dr. Quentin Costa on Nip Tuck, for those of you that watch that.
Mm-hmm. Anna Klumsky, a young actress from My Girl.
Oh, yeah.
She's 29 years old.
Wow. Holly Marie Combs is 36. She was Kimberly in Picket Fences. She was Piper on Charmed.
Yeah, she was the good one on that show.
I'm pretty sure she was naked in something, too, that I can't think of off the top of my head.
In her shower. I don't know.
Well, duh.
Duh. Brendan Fraser is 41 years old today. He's from Jaws of the Jungle, Journey to the Center of the Earth, billion other things.
The Mummy. Encino Man. Huh?
The Mummy, too.
Encino Man. He was good in Encino Man. Julianne Moore, 49 years old. Dr. Sarah Harding in Jurassic Park. She was Maude in The Big Lebowski. She took over as Jodie Foster in Hannibal.
Okay.
She's hot.
Yeah. Daryl Hannah, 49 years old.
Hey,
today.
Now. Pris. Go, Pris. Yeah. What was her mermaid in Splash? Madison?
Yeah.
I think it was Madison. Yeah. And J.P. Morgan, 78, a singer and frequent panelist on The Gong Show.
How did you miss Ozzy Osbourne?
I didn't think I missed Ozzy Osbourne, sir. I just didn't write him down because I don't know that I consider Ozzy Osbourne to be geeky anymore.
Well, since the reality show, yeah, you kind of give him his
geeky. Please, you talk about Ozzy Osbourne all you like. Go ahead. No, go ahead. Talk Ozzy Osbourne.
I am talking about Ozzy Osbourne.
How old is he?
In his 61.
There you go. And now we can move on.
Okay, I feel better now.
Good. Tonight on CBS, Survivor Samoa. I just don't care. Reruns of CSI and The Mentalist. There you go.
Yeah.
Isn't that exciting?
Yeah, truly.
But of course, it won't rain tonight and screw up my damn DirecTV reception.
ABC, you got Flash Forward and then two episodes of Private Practice.
Oh, boy. That's fantastic. You know, the meaning of Zoe's visions revealed on that. Yeah, okay. NBC, Community, Parks and Rec, The Office, 30 Rock, all on this evening.
On Fox, you got Bones and Fringe.
Which features squid-like creatures.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if
they're
like...
Are they walking Cthulhu-like creatures?
I'm hoping they're like big sea monkeys. That'd be fantastic.
Cool.
AMC American Movie Classics, just in time for the holiday spirit, is showing Ghostbusters. What?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, that works.
Sure.
Let's see. Sci-Fi Channel, you got Pirates of the Caribbean's Dead Man's Chest.
Okay.
Yeah, well.
CMT Country Music Television has Clash of the Choirs. Choirs from all over the country get together. Many choirs enter, only one choir leaves.
I was about to do that same thing.
Okay.
On the Discovery Channel, you have two episodes of Destroyed in Seconds, and then Jack the Ripper in America.
Really? Yeah. I saw that movie. It was awesome. Family Channel has the dead-eyed Polar Express creepy-ass animated, come to me, little boy, kind of,
All right, on the Science Channel, the science of movies, the Puppet Meisters, the magic behind Team America World Police.
That's cool. Chiller Network has got a great double feature for you. They have Alfred Hitchcock's The Birds, followed by that piece of crap from the 90s, Birds 2 Land's End, both starring Tippi Hedren. Die, Tippi, die.
Wow. Comedy Central, you have Bill Engvall, Aged and Confused. He's one of them I actually like from the...
Really? Dude, Ron White, incredibly funny.
Oh, yeah.
For Watching Anything, Sir, Oh My God, again, it's on Lifetime Television for women. Because Santa's heir woos a widowed advertising executive who wants to use him in the biggest ad campaign of her career. Crystal Bernard and The Goot, Steve Guttenberg, starring Single Santa, seeks Mrs. Claus.
No blasted letters today.
Everyone was so astounded by yesterday's letters.
Yeah.
They just choked. They're like, oh my God, there's no way I can possibly.
No.
I can't possibly deal with that today. But that's all right. There's no pressure. We love you. Have you heard the messages we've played from Jabba? They don't really necessarily have to make sense at
all. No, they don't. No.
So if you'd like to send a message, please do. It's podcast Billy Flynn, Vicar, the Bruce, and Flinsters. All of us available at geekradiodaily.com. Thursday, of course, means it's new Patio Books Day, and take a peek at that geekified news. It's all coming your way here this Thursday, December 3rd.
Yes.
Yeah. November, December 3rd?
Edition December.
Of Geek Radio. I don't know. My notes say Geek Radio Daily.
Elite Beat Agents, Swap Tree, Knight Rider, Patio Books, Six Zombie Kids in the Middle of the Night, Ocarinas, Exoforce, USB Bracelets, Balticon, Stranger Things, Cats on Vacation, Pokemon, Disney World Laser Battle, Album Art, Mopod, Tin Man, and... if you think that's geeky, you ain't seen nothing yet. I'm Doug Rapson, and if you give me 15 minutes a week, I'll give you a pat on the head, a shot of geek in the arm, and a thought or two from your fellow netizens. Geek Acres, the podcast. It's more fun than a clone vampire superhero dual-wielding lightsaber nunchucks, because, you know, lightsabers equals cool. Nunchucks equals cool. Lightsaber nunchucks? Unbelievable. Check it out weekly at geekacres.net or set it and forget it by searching Geek Acres in iTunes.
Hi, this is Marina Baccarin, and you're listening to Geek Radio Daily.
And I'd like to listen with Marina Baccarin in a tub filled with milk. Don't ask me why. It's just a thought that runs through my head.
And you call me kinky.
How is Marina Baccarin in a tub of milk? How is that kinky?
The tub of milk?
What's wrong with the tub
All
of
right,
milk?
Let's go.
Could you imagine stepping up out of the... Okay, hi, it's Thursday. November, December 3rd, apparently. This episode of Geek Radio Daily means we got to talk patio books.
Apes don't read philosophy.
Yes, they do, Otto. They just don't understand it.
And if you'd like to understand some things, understand this. You can get tons and tons of a free audio fiction from patiobooks.com. They've got all kinds of stuff, including...
from Tom Lynchenberg, He Just Won't Quit, and 6 titles on the site right now. Snapdragon Alley makes for a quick read, just like the rest of his books. 10-year-old friends Alex and Sapphire discover there's something strange in the city bus map, a street that existed for only 1 year. As they set out to solve the mystery, they encounter the possibility of another world, possibly another dimension, lurking in a vacant lot. They're not the only ones on the trail, though. Who will discover the truth and who will pay the price required of the witchcraft of positive thinking?
Jimmy. Jimmy will.
No, spoil it for me.
Damn
it. Listen to
Sorry.
It, man.
Steve Simmons, Regenus 4 Chronicles, Book 1. This book is the story of two young men. Well, they're not exactly. You know, they're boys. They're 16 and 18. They make a discovery that seems to indicate a plot to do serious harm. But harm to whom and by who? There is not a lot to go on. Just as they are deep into their research, their father discovers what they are up to and surprisingly volunteers his services to help out with their investigation. But then he disappears. Where did he go? When he left home, is he still alive? Can a 16 and 18-year-old find their father and also find out just what's going on without getting into trouble themselves? You'll just have to follow them on their adventure to find out. Regenus 4, it's suitable for ages 9 to 109. It contains some romantic elements and a bit of peril. Peril.
All right, welcome to the site of Patio Books, Jeffrey Lynn Stoddard. His new book, Eye of the Storm, starts releasing, well, right now. Dante Dre is a 38-year-old single gay man waking one morning to a terrifying discovery that implicates him in a hideous crime.
Oh.
There is only...
Plaid after Labor Day? Sorry.
No. That's a...
Late white after Labor Day. Yeah. I'm not gay enough to know that. Sorry.
Sweat shoes.
Oh, you are. Good to know.
But that's only the beginning. As the day progresses, he soon discovers outside forces complicating matters even more and leads to a night of sheer terror. The clock is ticking. Can he manage to stay alive long enough to find out what's really happened and clear his name?
Oh, my goodness. So Lynn Stoddard's The Eye of the Storm, Steve Simmons' Regenus Chronicles, Tom Lichtenberg's Snapdragon Alley. These are all things you can just pick up. They're totally free. They're totally awesome. That and so much more available right over there at patiobooks.com. When you're done listening to today's episode of Geek Radio Daily, take yourself over there and get yourself some free patio books, baby.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News!
Taking a look at the world from a geeky point of view. So a teacher has lost his job.
That happens.
For searching for aliens. It happens. According to the Arizona Republic, Brad, I can't say your name, Brad, but I'm going to try. Nice Lukowski, wow, was asked to resign after he used his position at the highly unified school district to search for aliens. What? How did he do this? Well,
class to class.
Brad, I don't know that he's an ITRT or the technology person for a school, the things I know being married to a teacher. But he did. He was responsible for quite a bit of computers across the district. He went to every computer in the school district and installed SETI at home. And apparently, it's getting him fired. They said that it was using up system resources. It was burning out computers faster than it should. And the losses, they say, because he installed this, are between $1.2 and $1.6 million. Yeah. Now, okay, he probably shouldn't have put that on there without asking somebody, but that, really? $1.6, what the hell are you talking about? I don't know. Unless he found a bunch of aliens and the aliens wiped his computers. I don't know.
That does happen every once in a while.
Sorry, dude. I want to believe.
Yeah. According to ComingSoon.net, DreamWorks Animation's film Ubermind has gone a name change.
What? No.
Yes. The animated superhero comedy will now be called Megamind.
Oh, sure. Megamind.
Yeah, that's huge.
Wasn't the original name supposed to be like Mastermind?
Yeah.
So
they changed it again from Mastermind to Ubermind to Megamind.
Ubermind at least sounds kind of funny. Megamind doesn't.
No, okay. It doesn't. It's supposed to be opening on November 5th, 2010, so they have enough time to change the name a couple more times if they need to. It's going to feature Will Ferrell, Brad Pitt, Tina Fey, and Jonah Hill. Brief description of the film. The supervillain Megamind, Ferrell, defeats his arch rival, Metro Man, Pitt. The world should be his oyster. How instead, Megamind falls into deep despair. It turns out his life's not worth living without a rival.
Oh, well.
So he creates a new superhero rival, Titan. Unfortunately, the new superhero wants to be a supervillain.
Oh.
Caught in the middle is a star reporter who asks the tough questions. Who can we lead to? Who has a taste with stand-ups to the new menace? And who will defend the innocent? Megamind.
Ah, weird. Okay, and Will Ferrell's involved in this?
Yeah.
Okay, well, what are you going to do?
Yeah, we're going
to. So today is the day that you need to run to your Xboxes and just, oh my God, this is your lifelong dream coming true today. Because today, sir, for 240 Microsoft points, you can have a monkey. Haven't you always wanted a monkey?
Today, that doesn't fling poo? Yes.
Today, your avatars can have pets. That's right, pets. All you got to do is walk on over there and throw your money away. I mean, spend your money on on pets that they have lined up. They have three types of dogs, including a dog in a bag. They have three types of cats. They have birds. They have snakes. They have fish, guinea pigs, and, of course, monkeys. Apparently, they're even going to have a pony for sale, so Lisa Simpson can finally...
A pony!
So, sure. Now, if I can get a cat, and I can get the lightsaber, and I can somehow make those two meet, I would do that.
Oh, wow, that's just wrong. All right.
Cats are evil, man.
The sci-fi has an upcoming limited series, Alice, which updates... Which updates the Lewis Carroll classic by showing what Alice in Wonderland might look like if today's an adult Alice went through the looking glass. The show debuts on Sunday. Okay. Alice goes into the looking glass to rescue her fiancé, from the Queen of Hearts.
We're sorry, Alice, but your fiance is in another castle.
Let's see. Basically, it takes the story and gives it a techno twist. Okay? For example, in the books, Alice plays croquet on a flamingo. Okay? In the show, the flamingo is the Wonderland's chosen brand of jet-propelled vehicle.
Okay.
Okay. The director said, I translated the flying machine into a flamingo, you know, blah blah blah. Basically, he talked about in the article. There's a ton of different changes. It's basically not killer cyborgs, but it's definitely a sci-fi twist on the old classic. If you want the full story, go to the show. It's over there at geekradiodaily.com. We'll have the link up there for you. And Alice starts on the Sci-Fi Channel on Sunday.
All right. A moment of sadness here as we say goodbye to one Jacinto Molino Alvarez. best known to the world as Paul Naschy. And you might not know who Paul Naschy is.
Not offhand.
Which is a damn shame. Sir, that man has been in I don't even know how many movies. Tons and tons and tons of movies. Most of them made south of the border, sure.
Okay.
But he's been in all kinds of horror movies. He's played the werewolf Waldemir Danensky in something like 12 or 13 movies, which is just crazy. If you've ever wanted to have a really good time watching a low-budget werewolf movie, you're not going to do much finer than Paul Naschy, who brings just pathos to a role that never, ever, ever, ever deserved it. Personally, I recommend The Werewolf versus the Vampire Woman if you really, really, really want to get your kicks. Literally, he was still working on stuff. He did a voice for us, Apostle, whatever that is, the Apostle, I guess, which is still filming and will come out in 2010. He's got a movie he starred in coming out next year. But literally, the man's been in a ton and ton and ton and ton of things. His last Waldemir Danansky film was back in 2004, Tomb of the Werewolf. Literally, the man is just crazy cool. And, sir, you shall be missed. At least by those of us that love our trash, like I do.
Yes, you do.
I do. That's where it's all at, baby. And if you like trash, too, we recommend that you stop by iTunes and subscribe to Geek Radio Daily. Why not write a review while you're there?
Hey.
It'll be damn fun. GRD is licensed under Creative Commons Attributions, Non-Commercial, Non-Derivative Works, United States 3.0 license. Please, drop us a piece of mail, won't you? It's podcast, Billy Flynn, Victor the Bruce, and Flinsters, all at geekradiodaily.com.
Coming soon to this theater, a ghastly, ghoulish, and totally incredible motion picture. The Werewolf versus the Vampire Woman. This is Wandesa, Queen of the Vampires and Satan's favorite mistress. Werewolves and vampires will reign supreme, and things will happen that have never been seen by human beings. Your blood will boil and your flesh will crawl. No one can escape the vampires, and no one can run from the werewolves. If you can take it, see the most sensational fight to the finish ever filmed. See The Werewolf versus the Vampire Woman.